God and our Father, we worship you this morning. Ancient of Days, we exalt your holy name. King of Glory, we say thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus, for another privilege to worship in your presence. Father, we thank you for bringing us together today at your feet, O Lord. Lord, we welcome you into our midst, O Father. We say have your place and take your place in our midst in Jesus' name. Father, as we go into your word, we pray that the entrance of your word will give us light and understanding. We pray that your word will illuminate our hearts, O Father, and refresh us in the spiritual realm in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray, O Lord, that you give us the grace, O Father, to be doers of your word so that we can be what you want us to be. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. Please have your seat. We bless the name of the Lord for today. We exalt his holy name for bringing us to the last Sunday in the month of June, this first half of the year. We bless his holy name. We exalt him. I want to thank our presiding pastors and our other pastors for the privilege given unto me to minister this morning in this special service. Brethren, I want to welcome all of us to this present moment as we look into the scripture together in the word of the Lord. And today we'll be looking at the scripture from the book of Joshua chapter 1, verses 1 to 3. And our topic will be conquering and possessing our territories. Conquering and possessing our territories. The book of Joshua, after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all these people, unto the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord! When we talk about territories, or when we talk about portion that the Lord has given, Joshua, in this passage, Moses has defeated so many places. You remember in the book of, when God called Moses in the book of Exodus, up to the book of Numbers, up to the book of Deuteronomy, Moses led the people of the Lord through the land. Which land? The land that God has given unto them to possess their possession. If you look at Genesis chapter 1, verse 28, the command given by God unto man, not only unto Israelites, but unto every man on the face of the earth. The Bible says, and the Lord God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion. I will stop there. And when God gives that command, God is saying, take over, take charge, take over. When we talk about territories, we are talking about portion of land or portion of spaces that have been taken over by an individual or by anybody. But when we talk about a place of territory, it is not just an ordinary taking over. The person who possesses the territory subdue the place. The person rules over the territory. The person operates on the territory. The person takes control of the territory, both spiritual and physical. The person owns the territory, and the person have every right to everything that goes on the territory. The person dictates what goes on in the territory. Joshua, God told them that they should take over the land that he has given unto them because of the covenant that God has with Abraham. And that covenant is being, it has been sealed in heaven, and nobody can change it. And up till now, the Israelites, the Hebrews, they are still taking over what God has given unto them. Brethren, I want us to know that when God gives us power to take over territories, God gives us power to back it up. There is no way God can give you territory and God will not give you the strength and the wherewithal. The only difference in taking over territory is in the hand of the other person that God has given the commander to take over. When God told Israelites, go and take over the territories, it is possible for them, God has set his own, that they may decide not to take over the territories. But in taking over the territories, they actually went ahead to do justice to what God has given unto them. If you look at the book of Joshua chapter 12, verse 7 to 8, that passage told us that Joshua defeated all their enemies. He defeated the Hittites, the Amorites, the Canaanites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites. There is no way you want to take over a place and there are no problems in that place. There is no territory that is empty. No land is empty. No territory, either the territory is being controlled by spiritual power or by physical power. But the ability to be able to take over is in your hand. It's in the hand of the person that the command has been given unto. If you look at Jabda chapter 12, verse 8, it went on to say that he did not take over only on the land. Joshua took over in the mountains. He took over in the valleys. He took over in the plains, in the springs, in the wilderness, in the south country, and all round about. Remember, Moses had conquered some earlier on, and Joshua is taking over from where Moses stopped. And it is very, very important for Joshua to understand what God has given unto him. And he has determined that he was going to do that. If you remember in Numbers chapter 13, verses 24 to 33, if you go and read that, it told us about how earlier Moses had sent spies onto the land. And it was only Joshua and Caleb that came up with positive results. The others could not see any reason why they should take over the territory. All they saw the children of Anakim, the giants, the disturbances, the problems in the land. But Joshua and Caleb said, we are able. We are able. Say, I am able. I am able to conquer. I am able to take over my territories. He said, we are able to take over the place. We are able to pull them down. We are able to subdue it. We are able to take it over as the Lord has given unto us. I pray that the grace will be able to take over our territories God will give unto us in Jesus' name. So when God wants us to take over territories, we should endeavor to take over territories in all spheres of life. We shouldn't limit ourselves to taking over in a place and leaving the others. We were told in that passage that Joshua took over. He took over in every place, in the valleys, in the mountains, in the plains. So what is delaying us? What are the things that we need to summon, that we need to overcome? That means it depends on you and it depends on me to be able to take over territories in all spheres of life. We should take over our territories academically in our career pursuit. We should take over our territories in our social life. We should take over our territories in the personal economy and the national economy. We Christians should take over territories where we belong. We should take our position and put our hands in the hand of the Lord to be able to do the justice to it. We should be distinguished Christians who want to take over in every areas of our life. As a vision of our church, that is to be holy, healthy, and highly successful. And so in what way are we taking over? There are so many people who have taken over, who are Christians, who have taken over in every sphere of life, despite the fact that in their achievements as career, they've taken over as Christians. We have Michelangelo, who had a great Christian painting. He showed 9 events in the Bible in his painting. We also have Isaac Newton, a famous scientist. He formulated the laws of gravity. He's a good believer in the word of the Lord, and he wrote more about theology than he wrote in physics. He had so many researches in physics, yet he was a good Christian who worked for the Lord. We have Faraday. And Faraday, law of electromagnetism, for those of you in science, is lost up to today. We are still using it, but despite the fact he was a passionate Christian and he worked for the Lord. We can begin to mention them. What about Maxwell's law? Maxwell Clark. Maxwell Clark invented the laws of electromagnetic induction and the laws that controls the thermodynamics. And Maxwell was an elder in the church, in the Church of Scotland, and he was a good Christian. There are so many people that we can begin to mention. Today we have people, many great men of faith in our land, who took over territories and who excel academically. We have Pastor Adeboye of Redeemed Christian Church. He was a great mathematician. We have our Vice Chancellor and our pastor, who despite the fact that he's a professor in his area, and Pastor Awotoye, they took over territories in their academic life and in their spiritual life. We have Bishop Oyedepo. He was an architect, and all over the world, they knew him. We have Pastor Tunde Bakare, who is a lawyer, and is also a great teacher. So why are you not taking over? What is delaying you? What are the things that we need to do? What are the hurdles that you need to break even? What are the things that you need to put in place to be able to take over? Brethren, I pray that the grace to take over, God will give unto us in Jesus' name. There are different paths to follow in conquering and taking over our territories. Jeremiah chapter 6, verse 16 says, "Thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways, seek and ask for the old path, the ancient paths, the paths to follow, the paths of the Lord." Brethren, let us face the fact, taking over is not easy. You cannot go to a strong man's house and say, "I want to take over your house." The man will not allow you. Taking over is something that needs the directive of the Holy Spirit. It requires consecration, giving ourselves to God and to the service of God and humanity. In Joshua chapter 5, verses 1 to 8, God told Joshua to circumcise the people before they can proceed on the journey. In what way have you circumcised yourself unto the Lord? Have you given yourself totally unto the Lord to be able to take over? Brethren, if you need to take over, you must be dead to self. You must be alive to Christ. Paul says in Galatians chapter 2, verse 20, he says, "I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ that liveth in me. And the life which I now live, I live by the faith of the Son of Man, who died for me and gave himself for me." What are the things that you need to be dead to? You need to die daily so that Christ might be glorified in you. We need to die to self. We need to have self-denial. We need to die to self, to those things that are drawing us away from God, from taking over the territories that God has given unto us. Joseph, in the book of Genesis, chapter 39, verse 9 downwards, the Bible says that his master committed everything in his house unto Joseph. But here we are, and Joseph has so many territories to cover, but the devil came. As he came in the life of Joseph, he also came in the life of every individual. The devil came, he didn't come in the form of a devil that is black man showing himself, but he came in the form of the wife of the master. And Joseph could have done it and said, let this woman allow me to rest. But Joseph, no. Will I do this and sin against God? He didn't see it as sin against himself or against the master, but he saw it as sinning against God. And he has to flee. And let me tell you, we know all the story, that despite the fact that he flee, it's landed him in problem. But the landing him in problem is the journey to taking over his territory. Sometimes taking over your territory does not mean that the road will be rosy. You might be landing yourself in problem by not giving in to the devil. But just be focused and know that God has risen for you to take over on what he has given unto you. the grace to be able to do that, God will give unto you in Jesus' name. We have also Joshua. Joshua gave himself unto Christ, I mean unto the Lord. Joshua said, I am ready to go. I am ready to take over. I am ready to do everything, and I'm ready to overcome. Also, David in 1 Samuel chapter 30, verse 8, he asked God, should I take over? God told him, pursue, take over, and recover all. In what way are you taking over? Take up the ministry of the word. We cannot take over until we give ourselves unto the Lord, and also until we give ourselves to the ministry of the word and the spirit. The word and the spirit all goes together. The ministry of the word of God, that is where you meet with God. That is where you have instruction from God as part of what God wants you to take over from, as part of how God wants you to go about it. If you do not have God by your side, if you do not have communication with God, with the power of the Holy Spirit to back it up, to lead you in every facet of life, brethren, you cannot take over. Because the path is not an easy path. Taking over is not an easy road. Every time Joshua will inquire of the Lord, Lord, should I go? God will tell him, go and do it. David will inquire of the Lord, Lord, should I go? Should I pursue them? And God will say, go, pursue them. So, brethren, we need the spirit, we need the power of the word and the power of the spirit. The power of the word and the power of the spirit work together for you to be able to accomplish that which God has said before you. It's just like the candle wick without oil. If the candle wick is burning without the oil, then the fire will burn it out. But when the candle wick is burning with the oil, it's able to burn and shine for the glory. I pray that the glory of the Lord will continue to shine in our life and will be able to take over in the name of Jesus. I say you take over in the name of Jesus. Brethren, you have to understand the deep secret things of life. To be able to understand the deep secret things of life and understand how God wants you to do or to take over. What are the things when you are taking over? Are you just taking over because you want to take over? Or you are taking over because God wants you to show forth his case, the influence of God's kingdom upon the surface of the heart. God wants us to subdue the heart. It's not for our own glory. It's not for our own self-glorification, but it's for the glory of the Lord. It's to show the mightiness of God. It's to show that our God is able. It's to show that our God is mighty. It's to show that our God is all in all. He's a God in the mountain. He's a God in the valley. He's a God of the day, and he's a God of the night. I pray that the God of Almighty, by his power and his anointing, that we'll be able to show forth the case of the Lord in the land of the living in Jesus' name. We have to have the expression of God in every facet of life, in social life, in everywhere we find ourselves. That is when you are taking over in the power of his holy name. And then we institutionalize the kingdom of God in this physical land, in this our great land, especially in our country, Nigeria, where the enemy is running every day. And brethren, when the enemy is raising his ugly head, are we going to run away? Am I running away? No. But we have to take over what belongs to us. We have to take over what God has committed into our hands. We have to take over in the realm of the spirit. We have to take over in the realm of the physical. Everything that oppresses in the realm of the physical has been settled in the realm of the spirit. But it's a pity most of the time we Christians, we are sleeping. We are snoring. We are not taking over as we ought to take over. We just think that taking over is just saying it. No. We need to take over in the word of the Lord. We need to take over, rise up in prayer. We need to take over and take over every power that controls the universe. You must occupy a space before you can take over. How prepared are you to occupy the space? Are you ready to pursue and overtake and recover? And then the power of prayer comes in taking over the territorial powers. The power of prayer is very, very important. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12 following says we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against what? Principalities. Against powers. Against rulers in high places. against spiritual darkness. Brethren, in your home, in your family, in your work, in your academics, the devil does not want you to make it. He doesn't want anybody to make it. But the moment you are taking over, the devil will rise against you. The devil will rise against any individual. The road is very tough and it's very rough. But when you are able to settle into in the spiritual, when you rise to pray, when you rise to lift up holy hands, when you call the name of the Lord, when you trust only in the hand that can shake the whole world, then you are bound to conquer. I pray that you conquer in the name of Jesus. What are those powers, territorial powers, sitting on the things that God has given unto you, sitting on the areas that God has given unto you? There are forces controlling the universe, as I earlier said. There was a time my sister was telling me, she lives in Lagos, that she just noticed that there are area boys that are gathering in their streets. And it's not that they've been there before. It's like they were just calling on each other. And the place is becoming very rowdy for them. And she said the Holy Spirit now ministered to her that how many times have you woken up even to speak unto the atmosphere? The only people that wake up at 5 a.m. are the Muslims that wake up and do their Allahu Akbar. How many Christians wake up before them? And that the first person to speak into the atmosphere takes rules over the atmosphere for that day. And she said from that day, she will wake up 3:30, 4 a.m., and she will speak into the atmosphere. She begin to blow tongues. She begin to take over, take charge. Brethren, do you take over? Do we take charge? That matter that is bothering you, have you a time with the Lord? How many hours, how many nights have you given unto the Lord to commune with God and to pray and take over? We need to take over in our life. We need to take over all the Perizzites, all the Jebusites, all the Hittites, all the Amorites, all the Philistines. We have to take over from them. We have to have a time with the Lord. And we have to know that we have to be in charge. You have to have faith in God and believe that God is able to give you the land. You have to possess it and you have to subdue it. Brethren, you have to understand the pattern of the territory to be able to take over. When we talk about patterns, God has his word. He also has patterns that he follows. If God is asking you, when we talk about patterns, some things cannot work until you follow the patterns that has been laid down for such thing. When God is saying, take over, and you are lying there, you are sitting there, and you are not following the rules, then you cannot take over. When you have to take over, you have to be disciplined. You have to give yourself to some things. You have to take up some roles and let those roles guide you as the Holy Spirit has led them down. It is then that you can take over in everything that you want to do. You need to take over and have deep personal relationship with God. You have to align yourself to be able to take over territories with the covenant of the God elected. That is the covenant of the people that God has chosen to lead us. And in our own case, we have our pastors. The covenant that God has given to them for Cedar Generation, gospel outreach. In what way are you keen to the covenant? If you do not keen to the covenant that God has given unto the church, then you cannot take over. You cannot take over when you are at home, when a prayer meeting is going on. You cannot take over when you are lazy and when you are not doing anything for the Lord. You also have to take over in God ordained rules that he has given, especially for the children of Israel. Today, we are the children of Israel of the Lord. We are the people that God, the Lord has given the covenant to through our Lord Jesus Christ. Brethren, how do you sustain the territory? If you have conquered the territory, how do you sustain it? There is possibility that if you do not hold on to the territory, you may lose the territory. Number one, you have to sustain it. We have to have spiritual discipline. Spiritual discipline in sustaining our territory, so as not to lose the territory to the enemy. Like Saul lost in the book of 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 22, verse 26, and verse 28. He disobeyed God. He did not have spiritual discipline. God told him, go and do this, go and do this, go and do that. And he did another thing. and it was finding excuses, but it was so to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken that the fat of rams. Do we obey God in taking over the territories? Do we the territories that God has given unto you? Do you obey God? Do you dwell in the principles of Christ? We have to dwell in the principles of Christ. We have to dwell in those things that Christ has given unto us. We have to dwell in the land that he has given. We have to do those things that he has committed into our hands, so that totally we can possess our territory. Number two, we have to drop off the excess luggages of sin, excess luggages of businesses, of things that are of no value, of no time for God, no time for his word, excess luggages of the things that are close to us. Many people, God has given them territory, but they could not sustain it because of peer influences. Some of us couldn't sustain it because we major in the minor and we leave the major things aside. We have to have reverence for God. You cannot take over if you do not have reverence for God. You are in the church and you are chatting. You are in the church and you are talking. And lackadaisical attitude can take the territory away from us. Brethren, we have to rise up to the work of the Lord. We have to rise up to the calling that God has given unto us. We have to rise up and do those things that God wants us to do. Spiritual fruitfulness is part of the ways by which we can sustain or possess our territory. And what do we mean? The Bible says, except ye bear fruits, and your fruits shall abide. Jesus Christ wants us to bear fruits in John chapter 15, verse 16. And our fruits should do what? Our fruits should abide. Say, my fruits will abide. My fruits will abide. Brethren, spiritual fruitfulness is a means of sustaining your territory. Because if you have a territory and you do not possess the territory, you are not building on the territory, you are not sojourning in the territory, there is possibility that enemies will encroach. Ask people who bought land and abandoned the land. If you abandon your land for 10 years, by the time you come back, other people will have taken over. If you have a portion with the Lord and you are not tendering it, then other things will creep in and they will take it over from you. So you have to take over and use it judiciously. Another thing is to task and hunger for the spirit to take the lead. Don't take the lead. Don't allow the flesh to lead you. Let the Spirit of God lead you. Let the Spirit take the lead in everything to become a solution to your generation. If you dwell in the presence of the Spirit and you allow the Holy Spirit to have his way, brethren, you will go higher. You will break even. You will touch the throne of grace, because it is only the mind of the Spirit that knows the mind of God. The carnal mind cannot understand the things of the Spirit. They are enmity with it. And because of that, the mind of the Spirit will help you to view everything as God wants you to view it and to take over as God wants you to take over. The flesh cannot do it. You need the mind or the ministry of the Spirit and the ministry of the Word. Brethren, we have to take over. And when we take over, you have to ask for it. You have to take over and ask for it, as Caleb did in Joshua chapter 14, verses 12 to 14. Caleb went to Joshua. Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, he went to Joshua in that passage. He said, remember that Moses has promised that this place is going to give unto me. And he said, that place that belonged to the children of Anakim, I want to take it over. And Caleb took it over, and it becomes the property for his descendants. His generation hold that portion of land. Brethren, you have to possess it and you have to take it over. And in every situation, you have to let God have his way. You need a fresh oil to conquer and take over territory. Another thing you need, brethren, is that you need the grace for performance. You need the grace for performance. You have to ask God, Father, give me the grace for performance. Sometimes we believe that we cannot do it on our own. Like that, my sister that came here to give testimony. You know, many are times We believe that out of so many people that are going to contest for this thing, if I apply, they won't take my own. And I can tell you, you might be the one that God has prepared it for. Why don't you put in your own, put in from your own end? Why don't you give it a trial? Give it a trial, and you don't know what that trial can lead you to. A brother was giving us testimony. We invited him from Canada. And when the brother came, the brother said, when he was in UI, he was a student at UI then, 2007, he was an undergraduate in Faculty of Education. And he was in Part 3, and he saw a competition, international global competition, and something just so, he said, he just tried it. He didn't even know, he just said, let me just try. Let me just give it a try. And lo and behold, like that sister that gave testimony, it was the only one that was taken in Nigeria. They were taking one person per country. And do you know that singular honor, that singular choice exploded, I mean, gave him the strength to take over so many territories. By the time he came, that brother, he has built a university. He has so many, he has an institution in Canada. When he got to Canada, after the competition, he came back to Nigeria, he finished his program. Another body invited him. And from there, he settled in Canada. And from there, he retrained himself in ICT. And he started organizing conferences in ICT in different facets of life, in management. And today, by the time he came, he was a big man. And he said that single opportunity gave him an open door. Brethren, don't let us limit ourselves. Take away the mind that I cannot do it. Take away the mind that I'm a low person. Do not think that you're a low person. Because to you think you're a low person, but to God, you're a great person. I pray that the grace will be able to pursue that which God has given unto us. The grace of God to be able to go higher and higher. The grace is bestowed upon you. And I pray that grace will be permanent in Jesus' name. I said that grace will be permanent in Jesus' name. Tell yourself, I can do it. I will take over. I will possess my possession. I will conquer my territories. And I will take over my territories. So brethren, are you ready to take over? Are you ready to let God have his way? Are you ready to say, I can go up and take the mountain? To possess a land from Jordan to the sea. Though the giants may be on my way to hinder, God has given me the victory. And God will give us the victory in Jesus' name. I said, God will give us the victory in Jesus' name. God will give us the victory in Jesus' name. But if God says, let us go, are you ready to go? You know, when God told Abraham, say, leave your father's land to a land that you do not know. Leave your father's land to a place that I will give unto you. Leave your father's land to a place that I've set aside for you. If God is telling you that, are you ready to do it? Taking over means that you must be self-denier. Self-denier, you must deny yourself of so many things. Brother, if God is telling you, go and enter your account for so, are you ready to do it? If God is asking you, drop this sin, are you ready to do it? The person that wants to take over the territories, conquer and possess it, must be ready to give in all unto the Lord. Must be ready to say, Father, here I am, send me. Must be ready to say, Lord, I'm going to follow you. Just take the lead. Remember that man that came to Jesus. Jesus, he says, I want to follow you. Jesus Christ told him, go and sell everything that you have and then come back. Did he come back to Jesus? No, he did not come back. Because he was looking at the immediate things that he has. Brethren, if you look at the immediate things that you have, If you dwell on the things, your strength and your power, your academic excellence, your knowledge, your money, everything that you have, then you may not be able to take over. You must be ready to submit totally unto the Lord. Even if God is going to use those things, along the line, God will use them. But you must allow God to have his way first and let go and let God. You must be ready to say, Lord, my time is for you. You must be ready to say, Lord, my moment is for you. You must be ready to say, Lord, my riches and my worth, they are for you. You must be ready to say, Lord, I release all unto you. Daniel took over the battle in that place over the Persians and the Medians. He possessed the land. When they decreed that they must not pray, it was then Daniel started his own prayer. The three Hebrews, they said, we will not bow down unto the God of Nebuchadnezzar. But our God is able to save us. And if that God cannot save us, then I'm ready to die. That is the person that is ready to take over. Are you ready to do that? Are you ready to say that? Are you ready to say, Father, I am breaking down everything that surrounds me. Every mountain, every wall that I build around myself. If you don't break down those walls, brethren, you cannot take over. If you don't release yourself, brethren, you cannot take over. If you don't allow God to have his way, then you cannot take over. If you don't allow God to use you as an instrument in his hand, then you cannot take over. For him to take over, you must be ready to give him all. Give him all and let him have his way. Let the power of God take over in the every spheres of your life. Let the power of God take over in every moment of your life. Brethren, brothers and sisters, you must do away with that gang that you belong to. You want to take over and you belong to the gang that does not glorify God. Come out of them and let God use you. You want to take over, leave that thing and come unto the Lord. Leave that load and come unto the Lord. Pursue God. Pursue his word. Lean on his Holy Spirit and the Lord will help you. As you come to the close of this message, I want you to have the mind that there is nothing that God cannot do. Though you may think that, how am I going to do it? In what way am I going to do it? These things that I'm doing, the Lord can supply the need. The Lord is ready to supply the need. He's going to supply the fire. He's going to supply the wood. He's not going to supply the sacrifice. He's going to supply everything. Only release yourself unto him. Only let go. Only let him have his way. And if he has his way, he will make a way in the wilderness of your life. He will give you the territories and he will give you the power to sustain them. The power to possess it. The power to subdue it. The power to rule over it. The power to control it. The power even to control it and to take charge in every aspect of your life. Brethren, I want you to rise up on your feet as we say some few prayers. I want you to rise up on your feet as we sing this. We are able to go up and tear the mountain, to possess the land from Jordan to the sea. Though the giants may be on my way to hinder,
God will surely give us victory.
Victory,
oh, move on to the righteous side.
Move on to the
righteous side.
I want you to sing like somebody wants to take over his territory. I want you to confess with your mouth that, Father, I'm ready to move on. I'm ready to take over. I'm ready to sustain. I'm ready to give myself. I'm ready for you, Lord. Father, have your way in me.
Move on to the righteous side of God.
Oh, we are able. We are able to go up and take the mountain. Oh, to possess the land from Jordan to the sea. Oh, to the sea. Lift up your hands, just one hand, your right hand side, your right hand, and tell God, say, Father, I receive the fresh oil to conquer. I receive your anointing to conquer. I receive your grace to conquer my territories. Turn into prayers, brethren. Turn into prayers. Turn into prayers. Say, Father, I receive the strength to conquer. I receive the power to conquer. I receive the grace to conquer. I receive the anointing to conquer. Lord, I want to possess my territory. 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 Give me the grace to possess in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we are praying. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 4 that the weapon of our warfare not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of every stronghold. Brethren, I want you to begin to pull down every stronghold that might be hindering you, that I may be on your way. Say, Father, I pull down every stronghold. Every stronghold in my path, every stronghold in my career, every stronghold in my spiritual life, every stronghold that does not allow me to pray as I ought to, every stronghold in my spiritual life, in my prayer life, every stronghold of the kingdom of darkness, every territorial spirit, every spirit of the enemy that are controlling my territory, Lord, I possess them. Lord, I take control. Lord, I take charge. Lord, I take charge. Lord, I take charge in the name of Jesus. Lord, I take charge in the name of Jesus. Lord, I take charge in the name of Jesus. Brethren, I want you to begin to speak. Speak to your territory. Confess your territory. Speak to your territory and say, Father, I give everything unto you. Lord, I give everything unto you. Lord, I give everything unto you. In the name of Jesus. Lord, I speak to my territory. Father, Lord, I possess my territory. Everything that is delaying me, every wall built around me that is not allowing me, I break them down. I break them down. I break them down in the name of Jesus.
I'm pressing on the upward way. New eyes are made in every day. To you, take us to higher grants, move us to the new level, make us to dominate in our environment in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh Lord, our God, Every force, every power, every spirit that has restricted, that has hindered, that has limited us, Lord, this morning, let your power shift them out of our ways in the mighty name of Jesus. Release upon our lives the grace for acceleration, the grace for progress, the grace for elevation, the grace for promotion. In the mighty name of Jesus, release unto us the grace for expansion, whether in the physical or in the spiritual realm. In the mighty name of Jesus, where thou mountain before Zerubbabel, is there anything that have been standing as mountains before us on our ways in our lives? Oh Lord, our God, Lord, let those mountains crumble this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. By your mighty hand, push us forward. By your mighty hand, lift us higher. Are there some people who have been repressed, oppressed, and who are under the bondage of suppression and subjugation of the enemy, that they cannot move forward or express the grace of God upon their lives? By your mighty hand this morning, your mighty hand of power, your mighty hand of deliverance, Lord, release those people this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. Let everyone receive a new grace for a new testimony in the mighty name of Jesus. Let your people begin to dare great things and begin to accomplish mightier things in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you for your servant you are used for this morning. We pray for more anointing and more grace upon our life. And we ask, oh Lord God, you cause us, oh Lord God, Lord, to conquer our mountains on every area in the mighty name of Jesus. And we pray for this ministry, Cedar Generation Gospel Outreach. Wherever the mountains are, wherever the obstacles are, wherever the hindrances are, in the physical or the spiritual realm, Father, remove them today in the mighty name of Jesus. Grant unto this ministry the grace for expansion, the grace to move to higher grounds, the grace to move to higher realm, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. Lord, bless your name. In Jesus' name we are prayed.